30, do you still have a copy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Alright, I have 9668, vehicle 2928, was coming off I-5 and saw, believe they have a coolant leak. They're currently tied up at Harbor Drive, and River Parkway. So that is like down on the street. If you are coming I-5 north and you take the NATO exit, it drops you off right there on Harbor.
So I got Harbor and River Parkway?
Yes.
All right, I copy. I'll get back to you if I have any trouble.
All right, thank you. 1746. And 701.
902, I have a passenger that's telling me that I should be enforcing the mask mandates, and this is bullshit, and I'm not fucking doing what I'm supposed to be doing, and what do you want me to do? Because I know that you guys won't do anything about the masks, and she's, like, yelling. You can't hear her, so...
Okay, well, yeah, we can't do anything about the masks, so, you know, I'm not going to make you the person that's in charge of enforcing those mask policies and put you in danger. Let's not interact with her anymore at this point. If it's at a point where you can't continue safely in service with her on board, just tie it up there with the doors open. You can ask, try asking her to keep it down if you want to continue on, or you can get a vent to get the bus behind you.
Okay, now they're, like, all yelling now, so do you want me to get on the loudspeaker? There's, like, a little kid in here. Like, what do you want me to do?
Well, I would definitely think about making an announcement, letting them know that this bus can't safely continue with all the racket. That would be definitely something that I would try first. And if that doesn't work out, let me know and we'll get a supervisor over there.